Sports.com.
Welcome back to our special coverage of SEMA 2010. My name is Bob Long, sitting alongside a gentleman I've had the pleasure of interviewing many times throughout the years. He is a guy that's been involved with a fascinating array of projects. He's worked with the Cousteau family. Welcome back, everybody, and thanks for joining us here on the broadcast that we are doing exclusively from the floor of the SEMA show 2010. My name is Bob Long, joined by an old friend. He's an inventor. He's an entrepreneur. He's a car builder. He's one cool guy, Mr. Eddie Paul. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Let's talk a little bit about your movie days. You got to tell a story. I have Jose Pino, who's doing sales for me, and he's never heard this story about the movie Grease. Got your first big job with the movie companies. Tell our listeners that story.
Well, I used to work in cars in my garage, and I used to make a lot of noise because I worked at night banging on metal and stuff. So the neighbors complained, and finally the police came by and said, "You have to leave. You're making too much noise." So I went to El Segundo, which is a town away from me, and I looked around and found a building that was, I think it was $300 a month. I thought, my God, how am I going to make first and last month's rent? But I went ahead, and I had to finish my car, so I rented it. And within a week, somebody knocked on the front door and said, "Hi, I'm from, I think it was Paramount. Like you to build some cars for us." And I go, "What kind of cars?" And he goes, "Well, we got these old 50s cars we want to do for a movie that we're going to call Grease." And he said, we hired somebody else, and the guy didn't do it in time. Now we only have 2 weeks left and this much money. He opened a briefcase full of $100 bills. And like an idiot, I go, "Sure, no problem." That's how I started the movie career. So it was me, my dad, and my wife. And that was it in the shop. So I went to the street races. We had a street race in Westchester. Went out on that Friday night, and I hired everybody who knew anything about cars. Brought them to the shop, trained them how to work. And we banged it out. And to this day, I still don't know how we did it. We did 48 cars in 2 weeks, buying them, building them, and delivering them to the studios.
And, of course, one of those vehicles resides at the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles. It is Grease Lightning. And the story of the paint job on is just precious.
Yeah, I had a compressor. And during the 24-hour-a-day work schedules we were doing, the compressor broke down. And we're supposed to deliver the car the next morning, so I ran out to, I think it was Home Depot. It was open 24 hours a day. Didn't know what to do. I was panicking, so I bought white house paint and a paint roller. Came back and painted the car white, like they asked for, and we stuck a lightning bolt down the side and said, "It's ready." We loaded it on the car, and on the way to the studios, I heard the driver call back and said, "We got a few bugs stuck in the front." I go, "That's because the paint wasn't quite dry yet." But it worked. And it was funny because I thought, you know, they don't tell you a lot. They just say, "We need cars." So I went to the show when it came out, to the movie, and they blew Grease Lightning up full screen. I thought, "Oh, my God." And you couldn't see anything. It looked perfect. So I found out it's not that critical.
Exactly. And then they complimented you.
Oh, yeah, on the Merc, right?
That's right.
Yeah. The 50 Merc, they were, of course, hard tops. We made two of each, two Grease Lightning, two 50 Mercs. And the 50 Merc started out as a hard top. We had to cut the roof off. Well, both of them, Grease Lightning also. So we cut the roofs off. And the front fenders, we didn't have the inner brackets because these cars didn't even have engines when we bought them. So we slapped them together. And we missed the inner fender brackets, so I got a bunch of bungee cords and attached them. It looked good. So when they did the jump, if you slow frame it, as it goes over the L.A. River basin, you'll see the fenders pop out and spring back together. And it was weird, because after they did the stunt, the director actually called me and said, "That was fantastic. How did you do that?" And I thought I was going to get yelled at. I had no idea they were going to jump the cars.
And the paint job, too, on Grease Lightning, they thought it was brilliant because you used a special paint.
Special paint, yeah. They said it was neat because we didn't see the reflection of the cameras in the paint. How'd you do that? I got this special technique we're developing. I didn't tell them it was paint rollers. Paint.
That's great. Yeah. Over the years, you've done so many of these amazing stories, including recently, you did the vehicles from the movie Cars, the animated film. They came to you because the Pixar folks wanted some real size replicas that they could take around and show off and tell some of the stories about cutting a Porsche in half.
Okay, actually, leading up to that was funny because I got a guy, you know, I know Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Done some stuff with him. A really nice guy. And I got a call from Bernard, who works with Jay. And he goes, hey, Eddie, got a guy here wants to talk. Or I'm sorry, I think it's Jay called first. Said, got a guy here wants you to build a car for him. And I go, okay. And he kept passing it on. I got to Howard Buck. And he goes, yeah, we have some cars we want you to build. And I go, what kind of cars? And he goes, cartoons. I go, you can't build cartoons. You draw a cartoon.
Yeah.
Said, no, we need cartoons built. I go, you can't do a cartoon. And he goes, well, I have to come by and show you. So he brought by the cartoon drawings.
Yeah.
And then he explained that they wanted full-size cars, and they went to Jay to see how to market the movie, and he said, well, you got to build cars.
Yeah.
You got to build full-size cars. You can't market a car show without cars. We had to work off the cartoon files. So they gave us the files, and first one they sent over crashed our computers because so many pixels in it. So we finally managed to get it down, and then we took wood and carved it out into the shape, and we had to make each car out of about 100 pieces, then vacuum form plastic over it, put it on a chassis, and put 350 Chevy engines in them, built the cars all up, and they ran and drove. I believe we had 2 months to do the cars, and we started with started with Sally, went to Lightning, and then went to Mater. Mater was my favorite.
Yeah, what made Mater so special for you?
Just because it was old cantankerous boat truck. You know, it seems funny because everybody likes to do the old jalopy-type cars because you don't think there's as much detail, but there's actually more because Pixar came down, their artists, and really drove us nuts. It's like, well, there's a rust spot over here missing. We go, who's going to see that? And they go, well, we know. Yeah, it was a rust spot the size of a pinhead.
Oh, jeez.
So, nobody's ever going to see it. We put it in, and they went through the car like that. It was kind of fun. So Mater, which looked like the worst, wound up being the most amount of work.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And tell a story about cutting a Porsche.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a great story because some Porsche folks were right there.
We had Porsche America there, yeah. And they were riding a Porsche. It was like pristine condition. And I measured out everything on the files, and this Porsche was like 2 feet shorter than a real Porsche. And the roof was higher and stuff. There's some major body modifications. We made a frame section. It would hold the chassis in perfect alignment and put it on rails. So once we cut it in half, we could separate it, cut a piece out, bring it back together, and be perfectly aligned. And it was kind of cool because we had one guy in our shop who was a Porsche lover. So I made him cut the car in half with a chainsaw. This car's brand new. And I go, go ahead, go for it, Jeff. We got it all on video, and we did a whole video thing on how we did it. But brought it back together, lined up perfect. We raised the roof, had to make all the glass. That was all done in steel.
Amazing. And, of course, the challenge of doing the Fast and Furious movies, another amazing feat. How did you do that one?
Really, really fast and really furious. Yeah, another friend of mine got me that, a guy named Dave Martyrs, transportation coordinator of some major films at Universal. He's old friends. He knows if he gives me something, I'll do it. In fact, what was funny in that kind of an unwritten story was he called me one night and he said, hey, Ed, you want to build some cars? I go, sure, how many? He goes, I don't know, maybe 50, 60, 70. I go, sure, okay. And I'm having dinner with my wife, and I said, that was Dave. He wants us to buy 50, 60, 70 cars. And she goes, okay, when? I go, tomorrow. So we went to a dealer that was nearest. It had Nissans and different things. Walked in the dealer, and I don't know if you've seen me at work. I wear Levi's, I have holes in my knees, T-shirt.
Yep.
I look like a bum because I'm working. So we went to the dealership, and I walked in and said, I'd like to buy about 50 cars. And the guy laughed at me. He said, well, come back when you have money. Okay. We went next door, handed him our American Express, and bought 50 cars. And I know the guy saw him being transported out.
That's a great story.
Yeah, still kicking himself.
And another great story, unfortunately, is one of the times, which happens in the movie business, that you actually get stiffed by a producer. Tell that story.
Oh, that's happened a few times. Which one was this?
The one when they told you they were bringing the check, and then the next thing you knew,
Cobra.
That's right.
Yeah,
the Sylvester Stallone movie.
Yeah. And it's still going on, I hear. I guess he just found the car that someone stole.
Wow.
Yeah. So we built four Mercs for Cobra, finished them up, and it was a pretty easy job, chopping the tops, different things like that. But stuff we did so much, it was pretty routine. But yeah, they sent a tow truck driver over and called us first and said, we're bringing you the balance check, which is all we cared about. And they owed us quite a bit of money. He said, okay, great. And he said, the accountant will be there and the tow truck driver will be there, but don't let the tow truck driver load the cars until the check is there. So everything sounded great. So he gets here, and he said, I'm not supposed to pick up the cars. I said, okay, no problem. They're out front when you're ready. He said, you're supposed to get a check. They pulled his whole routine. He goes, oh, the guy called with the check. He's stuck in traffic. And I'm thinking, well, he's on his way down here. What's the big deal? He goes, I'm kind of in a hurry. Is there any way I could load these? I go, go ahead, load them. They raced out with him. They had four drivers there. Raced out, put him in the truck like in a split second. Oh, in the meantime, I got a call saying the accountant wanted to talk to me on the phone.
Oh.
I go on the phone. The guy's asking me all kinds of directions. Long story short, the cars took off. The accountant never showed up. I never got paid.
Unbelievable.
It was a lesson about working with Hollywood.
Absolutely. Well, Eddie, you know, you're always one of my favorite guests, such a great storyteller, and one of these days I'm going to come down to your shop and we can do a show there.
Anytime you want.
All right. He's the amazing Eddie Paul. I'm Bob Lund.
Hey, going to be in the Detroit area on November 26th? Well, listen up.
One of classic rock's most famous sax legends is coming home for Thanksgiving.
And he's bringing some very famous friends with him.
Alto Reed's Motor City All-Stars Thanksgiving Celebration, rocking at the Fillmore Friday night, November 26th. I'm the Doc Doug Podell from 94.7 WCSX, and I'll be your host for an awesome star-studded night of classic rock from Bob Seger's Silver Bullet sax man, Alto Reed, and Alto special guest featuring Detroit's own master of rock, Mitch Ryder, plus Spencer Davis, Howling Diablos, Martha Reeves, and more. Tickets start at $10 in advance. On sale now at LiveNation.com. A portion of the proceeds to benefit Goodwill Industries. This will be an unforgettable Motor City Music Thanksgiving celebration with Alto Reed's Motor City All-Stars and Friends. Friday night, November 26th, 7 p.m. at the Fillmore Detroit. Presented by TGIF Entertainment Group, Live Nation, and Detroit's own WCSX.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded SEMA show here in Las Vegas, Nevada. My name is Bob Long, joined by a gentleman we've had on the broadcast many times before. We share a love of all things Corvette, and he's got a new title. He's now the Vice President of Performance Vehicles and Motorsports. It's my pleasure to welcome back Jim Campbell. Jim, how you doing?
It was great to see you again, and you're right. We do share a passion for great sports cars, and we both love Corvettes. And so meeting you here in Las Vegas at SEMA is a great place to do that.
Boy, I'll tell you, it seems like you've got yourself a dream job here, kind of dealing with the performance side of the fence, also dealing with motorsports and performance parts. I know you're a longtime motorsports fan. Tell us a little bit about how that started. Is that a lifelong passion for you?
You know what? I've always loved motorsports, and as I started my journey with Chevrolet, I've had a chance to work with NHRA. Mm-hmm. I've had a chance to work and actually start the Corvette race car program, the C5R and now the C6R program, that has raced in great places like the 24 Hours of Le Mans, the Rolex 24 in Daytona, 12 Hours of Sebring, Petit Le Mans. It's just been fantastic. And then I had a long run with NASCAR in all the various series from the Cup side to the Nationwide to the Truck Series. And also we're involved in Grand Am and just a whole number of other areas that are exciting in racing. And so it's really a fun part of the business. But we also really, it really is a way for us to help drive the business as well. It's not just about having fun. We love it. But it's also about really connecting racing to what we're doing in our production side.
Let's talk a little bit about a recent race. I didn't catch it, but I've heard all about it. The recent victory at the Petit Le Mans. Tell us all about that.
This was an exciting race. And you know, this is basically a 10-hour race or 1,000 miles, whichever comes first. They went about 10-hour race or 1,000 miles. They went 902 miles. The last half of the lap of the race in the GT2 category, the Corvette overtook the Ferrari, which had been leading the race, pounced on the Ferrari, went by it, and captured the victory in the last half of the lap. It was absolutely fantastic, and what that did is that really changed the entire championship. Ferrari was on the way to win the championship for the category, and when we beat Ferrari, that put BMW into the driver's seat for the championship.
As you can hear, lots of attendees here at the SEMA show, 100,000 people from all over the world. I always look forward to coming to this event, Jim, and I know in talking to some of the General Motors engineers and product planners, this is a great place to get inspiration for future vehicles. It's really a hotbed of creativity.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, if you haven't had a chance to, you know, for many of the listeners haven't had a chance to come, this is a must-see at one point. And it does really get your creative juices going and competitive juices for sure. And so we've actually had some interesting news we broke yesterday in
yes.
the performance parts area. And that is a year ago the team introduced an E-Rod crate engine. And that was basically designed to deliver great power, durability, reliability, but also the intention was to meet emission standards in
sure.
states like California. And what we announced yesterday is our LS3 E-Rod, which is a 6.2 liter aluminum engine, 430 horsepower. We received an EO, an executive order from the state of California, that enables us to sell that crate engine for engine swaps in vehicles that are 1975 to 1996. And that is big news for many of the people that attend the SEMA members, because many of them are doing restorations.
Yep.
That was an era of cars they were really locked out of.
Exactly.
And so this was really exciting news. And then we introduced two more E-Rod engines, a 5.3 liter, which was really big in the truck community for
sure.
many years with Silverado, Sierra, Suburbans. And then an LSA E-Rod, which is a 6.2 liter with a four-lobe supercharger. That is the
Ooh.
Same engine that is in the CTS-V series of performance vehicles. So it was a great day.
Wow, that's fantastic. So that's all those crate engines, are they available immediately, or is there a little bit of a spool-up time?
You know what? The LS3 is available today.
Okay.
It has been available, actually, for some time.
Okay.
But now, with that executive order, the builders can actually start making those engine swaps, and they'll meet the emissions requirements of the state of California. And what's really exciting, the other two are going to be available by the end of the month, the 5.3-liter E-Rod and the LSA E-Rod, by the end of this month. And as we told the folks in the seminar yesterday, people go to GMPerformanceParts.com, and it's four easy steps to learn about them, and if they desire to order, they can certainly do it right online. And then what is really exciting, this is really a challenge for the industry, is with all the electronics that are here today, we try to really make it easy by also offering a Supermatic transmission. So we introduced a 4L70E automatic transmission, electronically controlled, with the controller. Okay, so what that allows a builder to do is get the E-Rod engine, get the transmission with the controller,
right,
and it's plug and play. You get them installed, you connect the wiring harnesses,
and you're ready to go.
And you start cruising.
That is so
connect
cool.
Connect and cruise.
Oh, I can't believe that you're offering that same power plant to the amazing LS9 engine in the CTS-V, coupe, and sedan. That's remarkable. So folks are going to have all kinds of fun with that, and it's a win-win for everybody. And speaking of cool stuff here at the SEMA show, I understand you've got three special edition Camaros on display. Tell us about that, Jim.
Well, yeah, we have. Listen, Camaro is interesting. We're very proud that yesterday the organizers of SEMA, the board of directors, created a new award this year, and one of the categories was called the hottest car.
Right.
And they, what they do is they essentially do a survey of all of the vehicles around the floor.
Yeah.
The morning of the show, and the vehicle that has the most vehicles on the show floor in the car category is named the hottest car. And I'm pleased to say the Camaro was received an award yesterday. Three of those vehicles were in our display. Two of them were V8s, and they were on the SSs. One we call Red Flash. It's got an L99, which is a 6.2-liter aluminum V8 with an automatic transmission, 400 horsepower. Now, we have 21-inch accessory wheels.
Cool.
These are going to be available from Chevrolet, 21 inches with Pirelli P0 performance tires on them. We have a lower aero kit, which has been available, but it's beautifully executed aero kit. We have a stripe package, which is inspired by our Indy Pace car replica that we did. And this, you can buy these pieces and parts from us and put this together, and it's going to be available later this year. Then we have a Synergy series, which is also a Camaro V8, and this is kind of an encore of what we did about a year ago, but it's a cyber gray metallic. It has that same lower ground effects package, and it has an accessory grill. This accessory grill is kind of a heritage grill. It goes back to kind of the late 60 Camaros.
Cool.
With a really cool grill, but 21-inch wheels on that. A little bit of a different treatment on the exterior piece. Pirelli P0s on that. A Hurst shifter. This comes with the vehicle.
Wow.
Package. Short throw, and then two interior trim colors. It's a really terrific vehicle. And we have one other one, which is a V6, which is an appearance package. And I'll tell you, the Camaro V6 business over time, what we've learned is V8's very popular at the beginning.
Yes.
And then we start growing the V6 volume in a big way.
Right.
Because it's more affordable, and people, it's great performance, 312 horsepower.
And great fuel economy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we also on that one have accessory wheels as well. So three of the vehicles that helped Camaro earn the hottest vehicle award from SEMA are in our display. So it was fun to be here.
Jim, is there a special website that folks could check out for the crate engines as well as all the accessories?
Absolutely. GMPerformanceParts.com. It's four easy steps to learn about all the E-Rods as well as that Supermatic transmission with the controller.
Yeah.
And if you go to Chevrolet.com or Chevy.com, you can learn all about our Z-Specs as well.
Great. Los Angeles is just around the corner, so hopefully we'll hook up there as well. I'm sure you've got some exciting things that you can't tell me.
Absolutely. I can't wait. I can't wait to tell you. But that'll be another day here, hopefully soon. So.
Excellent. He is Jim Campbell, Vice President of Performance Vehicles and Motorsports for General Motors. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. Great to see you, as always.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of SEMA 2010.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th Annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEDGE.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at QuickEDGE.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of SEMA 2010. My name is Bob Long, joined by two gentlemen who are going to be talking to us about a gamut of things. Let's welcome Ron Fossite, Shell Lubricants and Car Care Product Development Manager. Hey there, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
And also joining us, lining up the microphone, is Rusty Waples, who is the Gumout Brand Manager. Rusty, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
Well, let's begin with, of course, the SEMA show. This must be a tremendous venue, Ron, for definitely introducing new products and getting the word out. Is this one of the most important events of the year?
Oh, it sure is. It's fantastic. The show is huge. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. And Rusty, for you, I know you've been coming here for a whole gamut of years.
Oh, yeah.
Does it ever get tiring?
It really doesn't, because the new products that are out there, the new technologies that keep us up to pace with what's going on in the world, whether it's regulatory or OEMs or whatever it is, we've got to keep up, and everybody else here is doing the same.
Excellent. Ron, let's talk about some of the latest and greatest stuff in the realm of lubricants and car care. Certainly, Rain-X products, very popular, and as we approach the fall and the winter months, I would imagine lots of folks should pay attention to what you have to say.
Oh, yes. Well, Rain-X is very well known as the glass treatment that you apply to your windshield to repel rain, so keep the water to bead up to really help your visibility. But what we're really excited about is our new Rain-X Repel Wiper Blade.
Wow.
This is a brand new blade with technology that nobody else has. The blade itself will apply Rain-X to your glass. All you have to do is change out the blade, run it like normal, you know, just run it across your windshield. It will apply Rain-X to the glass. It's very dramatic. We have a demonstration, and in fact, you can actually see that in a commercial that we've produced.
Wow.
But if you throw mud across the windshield, it remains clear. It's just amazing.
And how long do those wipers last?
The repellency, we believe, lasts for about 6 months.
Wow, that's very impressive indeed. And certainly one thing that we should touch on in the area of keeping your cars running as the winter months approach, whether it's an older car or newer car, is gum out. I mean, I get a lot of questions about fuel additives and the advantages of getting your vehicle up to speed with some of the latest technology. And today, a vehicle is a big investment, Rusty. Tell us a little bit about the latest from gum out.
Sure. With gum out, really, we're trying to get everybody to get the most out of every mile. And as you know, there's a lot of people that are keeping their cars longer and longer these days. So what we're trying to do with our products is get the product to the people so they can keep the car on the road running well. They'll get the performance that they want. They get the mileage that they want. And that's what's key.
Ron, let's talk about some of the other cool stuff that you're showing off here at SEMA. Tell us about some of the other great stuff that you've got out there.
Oh, sure. Under the Rain-X brand, we have two brand new waxes. One is a liquid car wax. It is really nice to use, very easy to apply and buff off. There's also a Rain-X spray wax, which is really quick and easy spray and wipe, which gives you very good water repellency and also good durability for a wipe-on, wipe-off spray. So we're really excited about that. And even more, if we have two new gum out products.
Mm.
There is a gum out oil stabilizer. It's a high mileage oil stabilizer that also includes a seal swell.
Wow.
So it's going to stop leaks. And it treats your oil so that any sludge and buildup that is in your crankcase, it will help to remove that.
That's fantastic. Rusty, elaborate a little bit more on this new product from Gummo.
Sure. What we looked at was, again, what were the trends that we're seeing? And as I had mentioned before, people are keeping the cars longer and longer.
Mm-hmm.
And typically you get what Ron was talking about. You're getting the sludge buildup in there. You're having your seals start to crack and things like that. And you start to get the leaks in the driveway, things like that. And even if you take care of your car, those are some of the things that you not necessarily can fix immediately. So we looked at this and said there's an opportunity here. People need this. And so said, let's launch it.
That sounds so cool. These products will be available soon at retailers, Ron. And Rusty, when will we be able to actually purchase these?
We are selling these into our accounts now, so we expect to have those on shelf in 2011, probably first quarter.
So not that far down the road
at all.
And you bring up such a good point about people holding onto their vehicles longer. I read someplace that the average age of a new vehicle here in the U.S. is at its highest since World War II, so we're talking lots of folks with older vehicles that really need the type of protection that new gum up product can offer.
Right. From what I understand, it's over 9 years now is the average age of the car. Not only are they older, they're using them harder. And you had mentioned it's a big investment.
It is.
And typically, it's somebody's second biggest investment going to home, so you really want to protect that.
Right. And Ron, the Rain-X brand is so well respected and certainly. This sounds wonderful. A wiper blade that actually has that embedded in it. So again, explain to our listeners how it works.
Exactly. That's a Rain-X Repel wiper blade. It's a high-quality beam blade that is designed to actually apply Rain-X polymer to your windshield as you run the wipers. It's a special manufacturing process with years of research and testing to come up with a product that actually worked. So it's really kind of an amazing feat. Our product development team should get a lot of credit. The consumer is going to get a lot of the benefits. It's just fantastic.
And that will also be available after the first of the year?
They're on the market right now.
Oh, cool.
They have just entered the stores within the past several weeks.
And is there a price point that you can share with us on those, an average price point?
It's a premium wiper blade. I don't know the exact pricing. It's in the $25 range, I believe.
I know, but a blade like no other out there in the marketplace.
Exactly.
So lots of exciting exciting product news from the folks at Gum Out as well as from Rain-X and any other products that you'd like to touch on, Ron?
We've been doing a lot of work over the years with our Black Magic wheel and tire products.
Yeah.
We have Tire Wet, which is the number one tire shine spray. It outshines all our competitors, and we've proven that statistically. There's a 20% advantage against the competition. Another area we've really worked hard on is our wheel cleaners. We have a Blackmagic titanium wheel cleaner that is safe for any type of high-end wheels. And at a show like this, it's fantastic. You see high-end wheels everywhere. But so many enthusiasts who really are paying attention to their wheels are scared to use a lot of the products that are on the market right now because so many of them will damage aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
With the Blackmagic titanium wheel cleaner, you don't have that problem. It's pH balance, and the technology is detergent-based so that it wets out and removes the brake dust without corroding the metal.
So no worries when it comes to some of those expensive wheels that are out there on today's new vehicles. You can use this new product with no problems or worries at all.
Absolutely. We've been trying to demonstrate that. In fact, we can show that competitive products, even ones that are recommended for aluminum wheels, will attack aluminum.
Oh, gosh. Well, I didn't realize that. So the ones that are even recommended for aluminum wheels can attack aluminum.
It's a jungle out there. You need to stick with the Blackmagic wheel cleaners.
Excellent. And the best web destination for folks to check out both Rain-X and also the Blackmagic brand?
Sure. There's Rain-X.com and BlackmagicShine.com.
And I know, Rusty, you've got a cool thing going on at the Gum Out side of the fence, and that's Use Your Motor Head. Explain that to our listeners.
Sure. We know that a lot of the Gum Out users right now are car nuts, and they really take care of their vehicles. But we want those people that don't necessarily know so much about the product to start using their motor head. And by that, I mean, think about what they're putting in their vehicle and know what those can and can't do. There's some questionable products out there in the market, so we've got a campaign out there now called Science versus Hype. We really illustrate what our product can do versus the competition and really kind of dispel the myths that are out there and really drive home that there are some quality products out there. Gum Out carries them. And we've got a product that can fit any need, whether that's a fuel injector cleaner, a high-mile fuel system cleaner. We have an ethanol treatment. That's a big issue these days, especially with the announcement that E15 is coming our way. So we have those products. We have diesel, which is also biodiesel safe, fuel injector cleaner for that. So we kind of have the gamut of products out there to fit every consumer's needs.
Excellent. And the best web destination, once again, for Gum Out?
It's gumout.com.
Excellent. Well, there they are, the dynamic duo. Ron, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you for having us.
And Rusty, thank you for telling us the Gum Out story as well.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll take a time out and then more of our coverage of Vegas and SEMA 2010 around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Today on The Long Drive, the first Chrysler vehicle named Mopar. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services. ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
The Long Drive. It's under $40,000 and they're only building 500. It's the first ever Mopar 10 Challenger. Jim Sarasosi is Director of Sales and Marketing for Mopar.
You talk about mean, serious business. We wanted to really make it look like a mean vehicle. So what we did is we really wanted to go with a stealth, a very sinister look. We took a black Dodge Challenger RT, all the accents, if we went with a black chrome. So what is normally today a chrome grill surround, it's now a black chrome. The wheels, instead of being the shiny chrome.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of SEMA 2010. And right now, we are joined by a gentleman who has just recently been named chair-elect of SEMA. He's also with CompCams. Let's all welcome Scooter Brothers to the airways of AutoWorld. Hey there, Scooter. How you doing?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of SEMA. This show dates back to a tiny venue in, I believe, Anaheim, California, in the late 60s, and from there it has grown to a worldwide recognized event.
No, it has. Middle to late 60s, a bunch of racers, basically hot rodders, got together, and they decided that there needed to be a voice to take this industry to the next level. And from there, a couple of years later, the SEMA show was born and the association was born. And now it's grown to almost 7,000 members and to a trade show that's so big it takes you a whole week to walk it.
Is it true that there are more small business owners on site here in Las Vegas than any other place in the entire world?
There probably are more than I've ever seen anywhere. This year, for instance, just this year, we had 400 brand new first-time exhibitors showing here at the show, and most of those are very small, tiny little entry-level companies that grow into some amazing companies after a while.
Let's talk again, going back in history. Originally, it was known as the Speed Equipment Manufacturers Association, and now it's the Specialty Equipment Manufacturers Association. Explain the name change, which occurred a little while back.
Well, you know, we learned, or they learned, it was actually before my time of being active with SEMA, but they realized that it was larger than just speed equipment. And, you know, when you started putting in warehouses and reps and magazine people and radio people, and the whole industry is just larger than speed equipment manufacturers. And actually, the real proper name of it is Specialty Equipment Marketing Association. So it's actually serves the entire industry and every facet of the industry.
It's amazing to me, Scooter, to see how this has grown, especially within the last decade or so. There was a time when we didn't see that much participation on the part of the new car companies, the OEMs. Now, when I talk to a lot of the executives, they put it on the list of one of the most important shows that they do during a course of a year.
Well, they do, and I think what we have all realized, including the OEs, that this market requires everybody. It's not something that where the OEs can just build a car and it satisfies every customer. So we as specialty equipment manufacturers have to more or less customize the cars for the individual drivers. And in doing that, that allows the OEs to sell more cars and make more people happy. So working together, it's like 2 and 2 equals 6 in this case.
Another thing that you bring up is such a good point, working together. There was a time there was almost a competition between the car makers and the aftermarket. SEMA has done such a wonderful job in bridging that gap, and now somebody who's in the automotive aftermarket can actually gain access to what used to be very private information before the vehicle is even on sale to the public.
It is. It's a program that SEMA put together a number of years ago, and it's called Tech Transfer, and it's a collaboration between the OEs and the SEMA member companies where new vehicles, we actually have access to them early enough to make the parts and have them available prior to the vehicle being made. And another big thing is many years ago, the speed equipment companies had to just go buy a car and reverse engineer all the parts. And there was a quality issue sometimes, and by now having access to the CAD data and the models, the parts are much, much better and more likely to perform as they should.
Scooter, let's talk about some of the other very diverse things that SEMA does. Number one, you guys have a wonderful program called the SEMA Action Network. And today, unfortunately, there are a lot of lawmakers, both at the federal and state level, that are proposing legislation that could adversely affect the hobby as well as small business owners. And I know in my own interviewing of some of these politicians, they just don't understand, you know, the size of this hobby, the magnitude of the number of folks involved.
No, they don't. And again, this goes back to the collaboration with the OEs in some respects, because neither one of us are strong enough to really tell this story the way it should be told. And SEMA has a tremendous presence in Washington, actually lobbying and getting to know all the legislators and telling our story, basically. And we'll have several of them here at the event to just show them how large this is and the passion of the people that come through here.
Let's talk a little bit for some of our listeners who are not so familiar with the SEMA show here in Las Vegas. It's a trade-only event. However, this year, you guys are doing something very unique. For the first time on Friday here of show week, you're actually inviting some regular consumers to actually walk the floors. And what a treat that's going to be, Scooter.
Well, it will be, because, you know, they say this is the world's largest car show. And we've always had the consumers that wanted to come, but they couldn't. And last year we did a very small pilot show, and this year it's going to be almost 1,000. We call them opinion leaders. They've been vetted and worked with pretty closely. So they're going to come walk the show and then do a survey at the end to tell the manufacturers the direction that they think the market's going to go. So it's just another service that SEMA offers to its members.
Let's talk a little bit about the economic impact of the automotive aftermarket. I mean, this is a huge business. You would know the numbers better than I, but I'm sure it's going to surprise a lot of our listeners. Tell us a little bit about the amount of money that is spent in the automotive aftermarket every year.
Well, there's two segments of the automotive aftermarket, the service replacement parts and the specialty parts, and we're really only involved in the specialty parts. And like a lot of things, it's taken a hit here in the last couple of years, on the way back up now. But it's almost $40 billion a year market just in the specialty. Yes, B with a billion.
$40 billion a year being spent every year by consumers just for equipment to make their vehicles more personal.
That's right, and that's exactly what you'll see displayed here at the SEMA show.
Excellent. It's always fun to walk the SEMA show. I know in talking with a lot of the car company designers, they love to come here to get inspiration. You've been coming here for years representing Comp Cams. I'm sure it's an incredible venue for you. What are some of the cool things that you're introducing at Comp Cams this year?
Well, we have a lot of, you know, the technology has really advanced on these vehicles. And years ago, you could just build a cam or build a set of cylinder heads or something like that and bolt them on, and that would be great. But now everything has to interface with the electronics and emissions and so forth. So our engineers have really been working on the interface between that. And we have some things that will allow the brand-new engines to run just like the older ones and be able to adapt our parts to them.
That's fantastic. Scooter, as the chair-elect here for 2010-2011 for SEMA, what does that feel like?
Well, now if I think about how bad my feet hurt already, I wonder if that's going to be a curse or a blessing. But it's an awesome responsibility. It's a really cool thing to look out over the show and know that you had something to do with it, and you know, maybe we can make a difference. So it's really cool to be the incoming chair, and I'm looking forward to it.
And, of course, it's so important, and we try and do it here through our broadcast, to bring more people into the hobby, to bring more young folks into the hobby, and that's something that SEMA is very much concentrating on as well.
Yes, it is. And I did a deal last night with a group of students that we bring out here, and there was probably 200 or 300 of them in the audience, and it is so rewarding for an older guy like me to be able to see the gleam in their eye and bring them into this industry.
Yeah,
because they're the ones that are going to have to take over for us and make this happen in years to come.
Absolutely. Folks can log on to a variety of websites to check out all things SEMA, SEMAshow.com. What are some of the other important websites?
SEMA.org is the main SEMA website, and then it can navigate you to about wherever you want to go.
And why don't we give you a free plug for Comp Cams as well?
Okay, Comp Cams has got a group of companies, and it's compcams.com, and certainly you're welcome to get on there and see the things we have to offer.
I got to ask you this question. Scooter Brothers, what's the story behind the story? Where is the origin of that name from?
Well, I knew that I couldn't get through an interview without answering that, but Brothers, of course, will be my dad's. We'll have to blame him for that, because that's been around the last name. But first name Scooter was the day I was born, so my mother tells me. The day I was born, they put me in the little crib in the hospital.
Yeah.
And the nurse named me Scooter because I was scooting around in there. And it's hung on since then.
And the scooting continues today as he is SEMA chair-elect, the one and only Scooter Brothers. Thanks for joining us here on the broadcast. And we wish you the best of luck in your new position at SEMA.
Bob, thanks for having me. I enjoy it. And anything I can ever do, please let me know.
Absolutely. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.